Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Andrea Greenleaf, who is the CEO of Royalty, Camelot, and Pacific Crest. Andrea, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, Kemp. It's nice to be here.
Good to be with you. This is the first time I've been here, and I'd like to describe that real quickly. Most everybody knows Royalty, Camelot, Pacific Crest, West Coast manufacturer. You're in Irvine, California. Interesting thing I notice as I pull up here is, you know, I'm used to going to the carpet mills in the Georgia area where over 80% of all carpets produced. You're in a beautiful part of the world. You know, as you come down this major boulevard where you're located, it's very much unlike passing three or four chicken houses before you get to the carpet mills in Georgia.
Yes, we are a little unique here in Irvine, California. St. John Nitz is our neighbor, so obviously it's a difficult area to do business in when you're in manufacturing, but it's beautiful.
Just a little bit more history. Everybody knows Mr. D was your father, and Andrea, when you were coming along, I think you studied gemology, and apparently that tells me you probably weren't thinking about coming into this business, but you've been in it since 92, is that right?
I have been in it since 92. I was not planning to come back into this industry. I was actually planning to stay in the gemology field, which was my chosen field, but my father wanted to bring in someone from the family for succession reasons, and I seemed like the logical choice, so here I am.
Yeah. Just give us a little bit more background, if you would, on the company, just for those people not familiar with Royalty.
My father actually started Royalty in the 60s with $2,500, bought his first tufting machine, and slowly grew the business. My father was a I-don't-want-to-be-leveraged person, which in today's world is a fabulous thing because Royalty Carpet Mills currently is not leveraged at all. So we're owned free and clear. Our buildings are owned free and clear, and we're in a really good position. He's always been a salesman. So he loved selling, he loved carpet, and he loved this business. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's been on the West Coast the whole time.
We started out in the City of Industry in Los Angeles, moved to Carson. And when we moved to Irvine, California, actually, when he brought us out here to look at the property to build on, we thought maybe he'd lost his mind a little bit because there was not a building in sight. Actually, they named the street after him because there were no buildings out here at that time. But he said, no, this is going to be a great area one day. He had foresight, and so here we are, Irvine, California.
Yeah. And when you look at your business, you focus in the commercial side, on the residential side. What's the percentage breakout there between what you do residentially and in the commercial business?
I would say currently our breakdown is probably 80% residential and 20% commercial, although I expect to see the commercial part grow in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you're privately held. You do have a board of directors. Tell us a little bit about what sets Royalty apart from the other people in the business.
Well, I think the thing that sets Royalty apart today is the same thing that's always set Royalty apart. We have West Coast style. We have fabulous service. We deliver. Our average orders are delivered in 3 to 5 working days, and we're very customer service oriented. We're still small enough that if a customer calls and has a special need, we can stop what we're doing and take care of the need. And I think today, when you're dealing with big companies, that's really important, and it's going to be more important as time goes on.
Now, while your manufacturing is right here in Irvine, you do supply the whole country, right?
We do supply the whole country, especially on the contract side. We're all over. Residentially, they do supply the East Coast as well, but our business is focused the Rockies West. Mm-hmm. And we should own that market. If we don't, we will.
Now, most people also know that you don't play in the low end of the business. If you talk about Royalty, you're talking about products that are from the middle to upper price points, right?
You are talking about that. We offer some base grade products because you really kind of need to offer some. We're not as inexpensive as other mills, but we do offer those. But really, the mid-teens pricing for Royalty and even up higher for Camelot.
You said a minute ago that you focus on West Coast design. What does that mean? That's a little edgy, isn't it?
When we develop products, they look unique to the West Coast. I think our color lines are different, which if you look at color lines developed in the East, ours are more into the pastel colors. I mean, the beiges are the beiges, but still, we have a different color world here on the West Coast than they do on the East Coast. And a lot of East Coast people like that. It's different.
All right, so you've been running this organization since your father passed away in April. Tell us just a couple of the challenges that you've faced as you've taken over the helm.
Well, I think the biggest challenge was, and I think as everybody in the carpet industry knows, Royalty has been somewhat dormant for the last 3 or 4 years. Bad economic issues. So I think the biggest challenge is to not only let people know that Royalty is back, but to let people know Royalty is back with a vengeance. So we're introducing, I would assume by surfaces we'll have 30 or 40 new products to introduce. We've changed our logos, we've changed our colors, we've changed the look of the products. And I think people are going to be shocked at surfaces to see all the things that Royalty's doing.
Well, you know, this is an audio interview, so I can't show people what I'm seeing here. As you pull off the road here, your whole facility here is under renovation. So you're also investing in your physical plan here.
We're investing. We're remodeling the outside of the property. The inside of the property is being remodeled. I come in the morning, and I usually say to the girls in the office, how are my little construction workers? Because it's been a challenge with the dust and everything. But really, I think the new look of Royalty is going to speak volumes. The new look that we're going to have going forward, it's going to be a totally different Royalty with all the best things that my father did and hopefully all of the good things that I can bring to the table.
Now, talk about your plans. You know, 5 years from now, where would you like to see this business?
Well, 5 years from now, I think that people in this industry need to provide a quality product so that we can stop people from moving to hard surface. I would like them to stay with carpet. So they need to get a great product, and that's what this industry needs to go towards, great products. We keep trying to lower the price of everything instead of making a better product and raising the price. I mean, what can you buy today that you could have bought 30 years ago for the same price? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So that in 5 years, I would like to see Royalty 5 times the size it is right now.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to have a woman leader in this business since it is a fashion business. Great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Andrea Greenleaf, who's the CEO at Royalty, Pacific Crest, and Camelot, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.